Here at WAMC, we wrapped up a record-setting one-day, $1 million fund drive this week. But management at public radio and television stations across the country are uncertain about future funding from the federal government. President Trump's administration is considering privatizing the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, an idea that has some support among majority House Republicans. To learn more about what that would mean, WAMC spoke with Roy Gutterman. He is the director of the Tully Center for Free Speech at Syracuse University.
The idea of privatizing any entity that has government funding means that the government is essentially selling the entity, selling or shutting it down so some private entity can then overtake it or just take it over. So we're not quite sure at this point what President Trump and his administration means and how much of a priority taking down the Corporation for Public Broadcasting really is.
But if it is privatized, how do you think that would impact public television and radio stations?
It would definitely turn PBS and NPR radio stations into regular commercial broadcasting venues that would then have to sell advertising and then have to operate even more like a for-profit commercial entity. When you have tighter budgets and when you're beholden to commercial enterprises, what do you see? You see more commercials. You see more content that may try to attract a broader audience or, just a complete change in programming. So, I would see that if the Corporation for Public Broadcasting was really shut down or sold off, you wouldn't see the same public affairs content, educational content, artistic content that we currently see on PBS and NPR.
Outside of opening up that advertising revenue stream for those public television and radio stations, where else would they be able to look to make up for the funding that could potentially be lost from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
I understand that Corporation for Public Broadcasting funds roughly 70% of public broadcasting's local affiliates. So that's a huge amount of money. So where do you go for money if this faucet is suddenly turned off? And then you will see public broadcasters going to traditional commercials. Maybe you'll see used cars and lawyer ads and pharmaceutical ads in the middle of Sesame Street or whatever, the news hour, if these shows and programs can even exist on reduced funding.
Why has the Corporation for Public Broadcasting become a regular target for politicians looking to cut government spending?
Since its inception in '67, there have been periodic efforts to reduce funding, usually by political opponents. Usually the political right has looked at this kind of spending as something that the government shouldn't be involved in. And maybe there's some content discrimination, because it's no secret that most public broadcasting content sort of leans politically to the left, but it's always been a sore subject for fiscal conservatives who don't think the government should be spending money on arts or entertainment.
Does the idea of a state-run media, we hear that about that in foreign governments, ever get pulled into the argument over the Corporation for Public Broadcasting?
The fact that it is government funding for broadcasting does in some way equate to state-funded media, but I think we can distinguish NPR and PBS from traditional state-owned media in other countries because there's no content regulation. Corporation for Public Broadcasting accepts the government funding and then distributes it, and there's no hand of government dictating what the content is going to be. So I think there's a major, significant way to distinguish our public broadcasting from public broadcasting or state-run media in other countries.